Minchas Chinuch Shir, it's Tuesday night. Or what is it? Or Le what? Or Le Zion. So, Shlo Le Holtz Tishrei, what did I say? Wow. Time flies.
Scary.
What are you scared? It's not Elul anymore.
It's almost
Elul scary. Tishrei is a piece of cake.
A few more days.
A few more days, then you'll be sitting in a sukkah and you'll be dancing and you forget the whole Yom Kippur thing.
What if I didn't prepare an Elul enough?
Misha Torah Barav Shabbos, Yochel B'Shabbos,
that's it.
Exactly. Outside the group that's eating it. Once the group has begun eating, nobody could remove the meat from that area. And it means the room. Now, if there's more than one group, even if they're in the same room, you can't go from one group to another group. That's learned out from the word chutzah. So there's also an issue to go from chabura to chabura.
Now,
taking the meat, nothing to do with eating it. You can't relocate the meat to a different room, and not even from chabura to chabura in the same room. And we're gonna. So then the question is: if it's in the same room, how do you define the makom of each group? Now, whether you need akira and hanocha or just akira. So we'll see about that also. And also, can we paskin, I think it's a machlokes, but we paskin, that l'chatchila, before they start eating it, one Pesach could be split into two groups. Mm-hmm. It's just, once you start eating it, so you can't go to another group. Now, Mishar Shei HaMitzah Amin B'chinuch now. So first he says, Zechen Nisim Mitzrayim, and then he goes on to specifically talk about this mitzvah. There's in general all mitzvahs that have to do with the Korban Pesach and with matzah, chametz, azechli, tzias, mitzrayim. Specifically, this is the nation asenu adonim. We became like noblemen, nobility. Bo ha mitzvah aleinu sheinecho b'mokha machabura v'lo netzia l'chutz k'derech malchei eretz, like royalty. So I thought the royalty like is more kavua and then it's not fast food, but he says a difference for him. Because he says, Shekol ha-muchon ha-necho b'yichol ha-berovam shalohem, but v'dalas ha-oretz, but like the paupers, v'me'e yavin, v'me'es yavkinu suhuda gedola, like it's such an unusual event, it's such a big deal, they start sending around portions to people, like shalach monos. Yishalchu mimenu l'chutz mono l'chutz, monos le'ayim l'fishu chidush etzlam. So that's his take on it, the chinuch. That the melech is not such a big deal, so he eats it. But they like are excited and they send it out. It's interesting, it gives you a new perspective on shalach monos. The derech of a regular person who's making a huge, unusual suda is that he likes to share it with others. He likes to send out portions to others.
Is that by Jews or also by goyim? Is he speaking about Jews or also goyim?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
They were the poor people. If they have a good suda, they can send it out.
I don't know. I don't know if it's goyim or yidden. That's how people are.
Because it's a very nice meat, isn't it? It's
like you make a chasen or obviously, you invite a lot of people. That's the musa.
To send out.
Sending out is just a way of sharing without having those priests come to the house.
Because they didn't have it, because it was a poor person. I didn't even have a house.
Like, my wife wants me to invite people to the Shabbos table. I just send them the meal. I just stay away. Just send them the meal. If they want a meal, send them the meal. I don't want them invading my space. Dinei HaMitzvah. Dinei HaMitzvah going zeh. Going zeh. Okay. Kogoyim there. Madinu shel bazak shiyasu l'chutz.
I didn't say that.
What do you have? Kogoyim?
Kogoyim ma.
Okay. Kogoyim say, I have. Oh, what's the difference? But it's like it's a phrase introducing the next part of the sentence. For example, dinei mitzvah are, for example, madinu shel bazak shiyasu l'chutz. So it becomes also to eat, we know that, and it has to be burnt, we know that, and if you eat it afterwards, you get malchus. Okay.
Is it cut different curries?
Yeah, there's no curries.
So it eats,
yeah, there's no curries. We're not talking about moisture.
So it's low calorie, not.
Yeah. If they're reading it in the same room, in these two groups, they have to make a perimeter, like a distinction between them. The article speaks out here, even if they can see each other, but if there is a mechitza, or they turn away from each other. Like, it has to be nikur that they're two separate groups. Supposed to the chatzila demarcate the place of each group. That's hahekev shetzvicha chabura lasos. I don't know if they have to make one if there's no other group in the room. We're talking to another group in that room. The din mechitza shenifes ben chaburos, if the mechitza was breached, they have to stop eating. Because if there was a mechitza making it into two makomos, and now they're in the same makom, so it's like a shinei makom. Because this group is now like over there also, and that group's over here also, by the breaching of the wall.
And then nobody moved.
Didn't you say it's crazy?
Even if no one moved.
They're eating in
a room. In a room. I don't know, they're outside, so there's certainly mechitzas, at least even on the roofs, I think.
Us to eat, yeah, just an outdoor space.
I never saw that it is, but apparently there's a chiyuv to demarcate your area so that this law shouldn't be violated. V'yaser aprotim of warim b'psachim. V'negas v'zman habayis b'sharim v'nekevos. Over a lev, v'yaser v'nabos alachutz, over a lav, v'loikin alam. It is a tremendous chiddush because Shabbos is there you go. That's the normal derech of doing things. Here, okay, it's also the normal way of carrying a piece of meat from place to place. Again, Oscar points out that on Shabbos the only mechuyif for transferring a kegregris has to be the size of a dried fig. But here you're mechuyif even for a kezias, because that's what we're talking about, like a kezias of the karma.
So all the dinim aren't the same. They're not the same.
What?
So in other words, all the dinim are not the same.
No, I'm not the same. No.
Okay.
Sounds like the kezias carries the meat to the other place.
Listen to that. Interesting. What? That's a shaila.
Okay.
Now listen to this. This is interesting. The Gemara in Tzachim says the Pesach may be eaten only on the ground floor of a building, not in an upper story or on the roof.
Ah.
This is because only the ground floor had Kedushas Yerushalayim. And if it's not just that you grab location that you can
really,
you have to listen. It's not just a geographical location when we say you have to eat the basar in Yerushalayim. Say visible boundaries of Yerushalayim. No, it's you have to eat it in a place with kedushas Yerushalayim. Now it's very possible, the Gemara says, that the upper stories and the roof doesn't have that level of kedusha. Doesn't have kedushas Yerushalayim. That's a karka connected thing. If you remember from Shemitah, like, you know, there's something about the karka. out, that makes it, yeah.
Shemitah, it makes a lot more sense because it's stuff growing.
But the Gemara says they went to the rooftop to say Hallel. And the Gemara complains that they had to do that because it was pretty crowded.
But upper floors in apartment buildings would not have to do shit.
Like you can make a chasana in your line with a full band if you do it like on a roof.
I don't know.
Or sound even at base of time, and they have now apartment buildings there, you know, in your line. In order for get covers for tomorrow.
So the one solar full salon says, listen to this, Joseph Salon. Says that they didn't want people walking outside with the carbon pesach, so they kept the door closed. But it was crowded. So when it was time for Hallel, they went to the roof. Now, if the door was closed and you have to go to the roof, so how do you get to the roof?
Nothing inside, lad.
No. You open the door. So that's where the minute comes. He says that before you start Hallel, you open the door. During the meal, the members of the group remained in the room where the Pesach was eaten, and in fact at the Beis Salam, until the completion of the meal in Brechus HaMazon, the door to the room kept closed. This was due to the zealousness of the members of the group who wanted to be absolutely certain that no one would violate the prohibition to take the meat outside. Only after the meal was completed and the Chassamotim was recited would the door be opened, allowing people to exit and go up to the roof where they said Hallel. Now, Rabbi Salon says, the custom to open the door to one's home is based on this minhag. We don't have the Karban Pesach anymore, but we do it like we open the door after the Chassamotim. That's very nice.
Man, a whole different reason.
Right. So we all know these things are myths.
No,
they stole it from Santa Claus.
No,
it doesn't say anywhere. We all know he comes to
the
house.
He says in the Bitachon.
Okay. So this reason. There's no Eliyahu HaNavi. We hate to disappoint you. And all those kids that wait to see Eliyahu HaNavi. And all that, the myth that Eliyahu HaNavi comes.
What about the coast? Do people do that, put an extra coast out and fill it there?
That's a minute. It symbolizes
the
Hevesi. Talk about that Elio comes to every house.
Okay, that's it.
Like Santa Claus. It comes to every house.
That's right. I didn't know we were making chalukim.
We are making chalukim. And the chiluk is that one is in a Ramah and in the Rishonim, and one is on the Seli.
We're not pouring him a cup.
We're pouring a cup that we call Kosher Elio to remind us that there's the Hevesi. Then we symbolize the Hevesi. That's the next process. Hevesi is Kemal Oris. Okay, that's cute. I like that. Okay. I'm going to conk out soon. Mitzvah Tezvav. Shalom Lahotzi. I am Psochem Perikets of Solim. That's where these dinam are. Shown Harambam Halach Aleph Amoitzi Kazayas Basar, so they have their Kazayas. Mechabura Lechabura, he doesn't talk about Mibayas Lebayas, he talks about Mechabura Lechabura, Belel Tezvav, which is pretty obvious, but I'm sure the Matasunach will have Takiras about that. Loke, Ubemus Ravusi, Belomi Boyab Amoitzi Chus Lebayas, the Vadi Yoga Belavazeh, because that's what the Ferish in the Pasuk. Lo tzotzim min habayis achutza. The mefurish b'kro lo tzotzim min habayis. Now afilu b'bayis echad rak mechabura lechabura gam kein over. V'zeh darshina b'tevas chutza chutzla achilasa. I am tzachem b'af peheyam b'bayis, so that's a drasha from the word chutza. V'chei mazmashom peyvav amal alef, 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 v'chei mazmashom pe I will ikka the mafurish b'kra who buys. And the Raman Gada never mentions the issue to take it out of the bias. But that's the Pasha Sakra.
What does it mean, Ikar of the Mufurash? I mean, as opposed to...
Well, Ikar of the Mufurash, the Ikar lot.
As opposed to the Diuk of Kutz?
As opposed to the... I don't call it Diuk, it's a Limut. It's a Riboy. We're not Kutz, it's even Mahabur, the Habur in the same room. It's a Riboy, it's a Limut. That you can't really take it out of the room. Don't think for a second the Rambam doesn't hold you now to take it out of the room. As you can take a Pesach l'chatzila and split it up for two chaburas. It's not a problem. That's what Rabbi Yehuda, that's how we pass it.
What does that even mean? I don't understand.
You don't have to, you're not limited to one chabura per Pesach. People can take the meat of the Korban Pesach and they can form two chaburas. And they'll be in different places and you're not allowed to carry from one place to another place. But the point is that, is about, I don't know if you're allowed to do that. Can you take one Korban Pesach and split it up into two chaburas before they start eating. After you start eating, the issus chal. You can't take the meat from one place to another place.
The inn is one animal.
What?
Two chaburas, one animal. That's the inn.
Yeah. One animal, two chaburas. Yeah. I mean, that, it doesn't matter what they become two chaburas. They can become two chaburas before and they become two chaburas afterwards. Hanu de bnei chabur reshon lecholik b'tchilo lasu shtei chaburos. Interesting, until they start eating the Efshar, but maybe not, says the Minchas Chinuch. Chimish and Ischalku, Abel Bishalol Ischilu Adayin Lecho, Abel Hushtei Chaburus, maybe. We don't make Sassel, he's the Brochus, by the case of the Brochum and Bezim and Bezim, Roman Ezel Benecho, Lachman Beduch Plon, that the Bible of Zumin, so you see, I think it means Bahazmon of Yalma, they become a Chabura, just with the preparation itself. The Ezel Chalik, Vine Jump, by the case of the Alkul Tzorachim. Os days. Vinei Allah lezed otzom na chaburam and abayis urak b'leil tezvav. I knew he would do this. I will be erev Pesach oliyachel leil tezvav and anoig lazed otzom ibayis. Koshkin the chabura olo shayach because the chabura is only there the night of the achila. They know chlenos bnei chaburam. They mugu alhadi b'ramam prakayim halachal of amoyt b'chulu b'leil tezvav lokesh v'nemar. Rabba machab rav shlehiskis there. Certainly, Daita came. Daita, the Moshe Chachdibi, a Rambam, and Moshe, maybe the Sayer Daita Lachli. It's the 15th of Nisan, that's the Lav. They were born the Sifra itself. They were born the Sayer Shamisha, the Rambam, the Shayas of Sayer, the Sayer, the Avish, the Yotra, and the Sayer, the Shom. The Murashen, the Mosasa case, the Furish, the Akhub, the Eltas, the Vav. Akhla, the Moshe Rambam, the Avish, the Hulk, the Bryson. The Sufficient Harem of Kaimai. Wow. Mag, Lav, and Shindan, the Avish, Bamkin, and the Mavur. Come on, let's have a Makora Mosai. Obviously, we're talking about that night, or else how did you carry it from the dishes?
It's obvious, so it doesn't mean it before.
Okay, well, one more paragraph, I'll push myself, then we're going to stop. Okay. Erev,
the
Shechit
is on Erev, is on the 14th.
Right.
So in other words, no chabura problems on the 14th.
There's no chabura. Chabura is off the eating.
Even if it's already shechted and all that.
Yes. Okay. Correct. Nikor kusati the dasa rabban the afshah pesach necho b'shtei chaburas.
We already pulled the lot and everything.
What?
We already pulled the goralo, what it's called. It was on the 14th. Didn't they take I think it was in the chabura. Didn't we say they took some sort of thing to
Oh. They didn't have to.
Pieces, if they're going to divide it up, or they did.
I don't know if they have to. Yes, they were fighting over who gets the pulkas.
But it's still not called a mukkah. And it had to be minui. Minuya was
before. That's before 14. The shechita.
So that's the minuya.
That's before the shechita.
So the issue of two kaboris and all that stuff is not kashur.
No issue to kaboris. No issue to kaboris.
You have a kabor, you have minuya, but there's not yet an issue of taking anything out of the kabor or anything. Okay. That's cheap.
No, you cannot go from kabur to kabur once you start eating.
Right, because you couldn't eat till the night. That's well, but you already have a score on it. So that distinction just doesn't apply yet at all. Anyway.
When he talks about the Isra of Chabur LaChabur in one room, he talks about the two different Psochim Rashi learns. Nearest, Rashi learns, after Bishay Chabur Shoshnei Psochim, although Bishay Chabur Shoshnei Psochim, it wouldn't be the law of the Psochim. You wouldn't call it Motzi of Chabur LaChabur if it's the same Pesach.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Because you know, that's not the Isra HaYitzah. The Torah was Makor, it shouldn't be taken to a different room or different Chabur. What? There's one Pesach, maybe you can't even come to. Remember, the Torah says, "The Moedim D'gam B'Shei Chabur Shoshnei Psochem Oivrim." The Oiver of the three words that fill the Pesach Echad Gam Ken Oiver B'Lav. Thus, Rashi ain't okay. Now, the Rak B'Shei Chabur Shoshnei Psochem. I will B'Shei Chabur Shoshnei Pesach Echad Ain't Oiver B'Lav. Same thing is Chesling is barely Tam Machloiksom. Like Rashi, Pirush and Yishen, and Makom became a kaimus. Don't start after the Chabur Shoshnei Psachim. That's Rashi. According to places, it's also one. Okay. Hashem, unless I call it off, really, Thursday night now. There's not going to be shit Thursday night. Where are we off to? Is Dalit?
Yes.
Or maybe vice versa. I don't even know. I'm ashamed to say I don't know. I'm not that ashamed, apparently. But I'm ashamed to say I don't know. What?
His name was Yosef Stalin.
That's who they bring down.
Yeah.